Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShant. It is Mindful Monday, and we missed all of you out there on Friday. And what I found out on Friday were people were just out there going crazy. Not following directions, but ain't gee, she's out there traveling. Hopefully she'll get in with us so we can have a mindful Monday today, short and sweet. But before we get started, you know, we have to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy. And in order to stay strong, a strong opponent helps us develop and forge our own strength and ability. When you encounter some challenge, rejoice and say to yourself, I have met a rare and worthy adversary. Greet everything positively. Weather all storms with a strong, resilient, and emerge triumphant. And that is the best way of life. So here, we're Waking Up with Linda McShant. We're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration, but you know we love you here. So before we bring AG on, I want to remind you to reflect, rejoice, relax, never, ever, ever retreat. And to my young adults out there, keep marching, keep voicing. But I need to send you to search out something so that you can get a little bit more clarification on what you're going through here. And that is to Google. I want you to Google bacons, like, you know, bacon and eggs, bacon rebellion. Go back. It's going to carry you back. It's going to carry you deep, like 16, 1700s, but it's going to give you a lot of information. So take out time and read about that, and then call me or text me or email me or leave a message for me and tell me what you think. We're going to go deep back in the history, and this is going to help you understand some of this craziness. Let me pay a little bit of this before we bring in AG.
One thing that I learned while in those county lines is that everything takes time.
This thought I gave you a little bit of today. With AG, AG, AG. Are you there, AG?
Yeah, barely, but I'm here. Hey, how you doing out there?
AG, I know you've been a busy person this entire weekend.
We started off on Friday. Yet. I'm still moving.
I know you moving, but you in such demand out there, AG. You know, and you're the type of person that, you know, people can depend on you. If they need you to do something and you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it no matter what. If you can't get there, you'll send somebody in your place to make sure. That's why I love you, AG.
Oh,
that's why we stand strong up here. So tell me what you want us to be mindful of on this Monday.
Well, I tell you one thing. We have to practice a little bit more safety. There's been a lot of accidents. There was about two or three that I had to avoid. And about two that I actually witnessed. And one of them was, ended up flipped upside down. It wasn't good. So my friends, you know, please slow down. If you're drinking, do not drive. If you're in a rush and you just can't slow yourself down, call an Uber or Lyft or have somebody else drive. It's too much. Life is just being flown out the window like it's just a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
So just slow down. Just slow down. If you cannot, if it's an emergency, well, what can you do? You know, if the ambulance is there taking care of them, then what can you do just to slow down and meet them up at the hospital safely? What can you do? If someone's hurt, they're going to have to get somebody to come and help. So you're going to have to make sure that you are slowing down and getting there carefully. Careful for yourself, careful for everybody else that's on the road, too. We all want to get there safe. So, you know, please make sure that that's what's first and foremost on your mind. And then I want to remind you all about that first aid. Make sure you get your first aid kit. Make sure you are practicing distancing since they're sending us back home. You know, too many is out there playing. So you got to go back home now. Got to be having them back on sit time. And then this time while you're sitting down, you know, if you ran out of everything last time you were sitting down, before you get bunged and crazy and nuts up, you know, just this time around, just reinvent it. You know, do something, build something together with your family, with your friends, or something. Whoever you're quarantining with this time around, just do something, just invent. Y'all sit down and write ideas and come together and invent something. Maybe even sit up and come up with a way to challenge this COVID cure. You know, get a part of that. You know, if you're scientifically inclined and you know chemical A and B and C and it won't blow up nothing, you know, hey, you know, maybe you can put some chemicals together and bring them into the CDC and say, hey, try this. Make sure there's no chlorox in there or nothing deadly. Just putting out a disclaimer out there. Make sure that you are getting enough rest and that you are being kind to your loved ones, being friendly to those that might need a helping hand. If it even might be you, you know, you might forgot. You need some help too sometimes. Sit down and help yourself. You know, be mindful of what you might need. Up there worrying about everybody else. And, you know, it just happens to me sometimes, you know, you forget. Like, wow, when was the last time I hugged myself? You know, just sit in the mirror and just say some nice things to yourself. You know, you gotta just figure things out one second at a time. You know, make sure that you if you don't have any masks, that you're reaching out and getting what you need to make sure that you are using those masks. You know, I know some of you out there don't really want to wear them.
I know.
And I'm so sorry that you don't want to wear them because you're tired of them or whatnot, and you're worried about your face. I understand that, but hey, you know, you have to, you just have to make sure that you are safe and wherever you go and whatever you're doing. Because if you don't, you know, we're going to have more people on that big D list. We had some more this past weekend, and they're expecting more to come. So We don't want that, you know. We really don't. We've got an actor that we lost this weekend. We've actually lost a few of them. This particular one was to COVID, but some other ones is just because, you know, they was up there. But, you know, hey, I want to make sure that we're all okay. We're getting through this together as a team, and we're being mindful of others. We are mindful of ourselves, and don't forget about your emergency stuff. It's very important.
Well,
you know when emergencies happen,
right.
Yeah.
You mentioned that emergency stuff. I had an experiment. Well, I guess you could call it an experiment. You know, I keep a lot of masks with me. But I had a situation where there were vendors, and they were coming to collect trash. But, you know, when the holidays are over, sometimes they get backlogged and things get all messed up. And a lot of these companies, they will not pick up anything that's not in the can in your dispensary.
Right.
They won't do it.
Right.
So we had a situation. So I kept calling. I said, okay, when you speak of kindness, I said, okay, you're upset. You got to take 3 deep breaths. You can't yell and scream at anybody. Everybody's going through it, so go another way. So I called, and I have a situation here, and what can we do with this? So we talked about it. Okay, well, because you have a full can and you have things that are on the ground, they're not going to pick that up. That means you need to get a second pickup. Of course, that's more money, right? Okay, well, how does that work? Well, will you come back the next day, or will you do it the same day? No, we'll dump the can, we'll push it back in, but it has to be someone there to pick up what's on the ground to put it back in the can, and then we'll push it back out again. That's a second dump, right? I said, okay, I can work with that. So, I said, that sounds, because the guys, they don't do that. So I called back again. I heard something. I went out. I saw they had pulled the can out, but no one had given me a call because they were instructed to give me a call when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would get some helping hands, and we would go take care of what we need to take care of. I had everybody on call, right? So I saw the can, and then I heard the can later, and something said, go out. So I went out, and I talked to the young man. I said, did you guys do the dump? He said, right. And I said, well, where is your mask? And he says, well, he was, you know, he wasn't on the property. I said, well, come and show me what you did, and where's your mask? Well, the company said, you know, we're not required to wear them. I said, oh, you're required to wear one up in here. So I went in my little pocket and gave him one, and his co-worker started laughing at him. I said, I'm going to give him one, too. He can take it to him. So he went back. I said, well, what did you do? He said, oh, we put it in the can, and we dumped it again, and it's all clean. I said, you did that? I didn't think that, well, do I owe you anything? Or no, we just did it because that's our job. But, Angie, that's not their job. They do what they do.
Uh-huh.
But I say, when I'm using this as an example for kindness, they did that. Because of the way that I was going into them, you know, telling them, well, okay, thank you for the information and, appreciate that. You've been very, very helpful. We're all going through it. And those are the things that we need to see and hear when we're on these telephone calls. So kindness is something that will definitely, definitely pay off. So I gave him a mask. I gave a mask for the driver. And I said, and when you come back in 2 days, look over here. I'll have some more waiting on you in a bag. Because I want you to take care of yourself. We need you here. And you have families, I'm pretty sure. And
that made you feel good, didn't it?
Well, it not only did it make me feel good, it relaxed him. So I'll never have to worry about that, you know. Or, you know, people, it's crazy out here. People are all on edge. They're dealing with stupid people, and persons don't want to do what they're supposed to do. So when you have your vendors that you're working with, you have to, well, can I get you some water? Are you okay out here? You know, they're snappy because they're double pushed, and they're under a lot of pressure, and you start off speaking with them, and then you have to relax them. But as soon as you relax them, you make another friend. That's what it's all about. So I'm kind of like zeroing in on let's be mindful to be kind to one another, because we're all like going through stuff right now, And I know it's a bit different, but now you have to crack a whip, because if you have persons that are not following procedure, you go in, you remind them again, and you say, now, if you don't do what you're going to do, your name is going to be on the list, you will be fined, and you'll be asked to leave. You have to drop that hammer, okay? But even in that, you write it in a nice way, but people that have any brains and anybody that can read, they understand what you're saying. Instead of you having to go hit that wall and stomp your feet and say, look, come up in here again without a mask and we're going to lock you out, okay? We just going to lock you out.
And even if they don't understand words that are coming out your mouth, they can understand expression. You can mime mask. Here, yes, all the time, and here's yours. Put your name on it. But
well, you get a lot
there's nice ways to tell people things, you know. And if matter of fact, those who don't have signs on your buildings or whatnot, that's letting people know that's coming, maybe to deliver a package, whatever. That in your home or your area. It's required, you know. Actually, right now, because of pandemic. So it's required. Anytime you're in the presence of anyone that you're not living with, they've been saying that from day one. If you're going to be in the presence of anyone, that means you're going to be on someone's property. Okay. That means other people might pass you or come, you know, might be coming to drop their trash off in your case or something. So, yeah, you need a mask. Because if it's just you in the junkyard, hey, if you want to smell all that, don't wear a mask. But if you're going to be at somebody else's, you know, property, I agree. I think
it's necessary. And I might call
necessary.
Up there and say, you know, appreciate what the guys did, but, you know, I noticed that your drivers didn't have masks. And are you not supplying masks to them because are you having problems getting them because they're coming under close quarters and residents and stuff like that. So they sneeze out there in the garage and somebody get out their car and walk through it, then we got a problem, okay? So they must do that. No, the best thing to do is have your mandatory signs up. So you have signs on every door. And if they keep violating, you tell them once, you tell them twice, where's your mask? You see them, the kids don't have on any, then you put it on that paper, okay? You list it.
Then you're going to have to go to the next level, yeah.
Yeah, then, okay, and I will say, okay.
If it's a business, you just going to have to go, I'm going to have to call Larry down the street that like to wear the mask, and we don't have to do your contract no more, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, there's
right.
other ways to get things done, you know,
right.
if you got somebody that's just being, you know, let's say unappreciative of being in the surroundings of you. I'll move, you know, at least once or twice. The third time, I'm going to say something, because you can't be following, I mean, it's bad enough, you know, they want, you know, people want to, on the down low, want to follow you anyway. They might want to be trying to be flirty. Oh, well, you still need to be back. If you blind and can't see, you know, I know I'm thicker than a snicker, honey. So I'm thick enough for you to see me at 6 feet. Now, that's the least I can ask. I might want to step up a few more ahead of you, but you're going to have to be 6 feet, baby, because you ain't following suit. I don't even want to talk to you. No, you're going to have to, you know, be careful, be safe. And if you're celebrating birthdays in July, you know, there's a lot of festivities over the weekend. Happy birthday. I know I had a nephew, Daryl. His birthday was on Saturday.
Okay.
I got my friend down south, Wendy, is her birthday today. And, you know, I love all of you out there that's taking the time to listen. Appreciate hearing comments from you. If you have questions about anything you want us to address, do so. We love you, and I definitely appreciate you listening in, taking time, and supporting the station. Tell a friend, tell a body, you know, hey,
everybody's
back at home
now. Oh, we're just getting ready to get rocking and rolling
Come on in now. You're sitting on down now, so come on in now. We got you at 8 o'clock. Sit down.
Sit down and relax.
tell everybody else that they're at home too. Just come on, tune on in, and just listen on in to what we might have to say. You never know what might pop up and pop out. And I know that. Yes, Linda.
We try to cover everybody and everything. We got something for everybody and everything. Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, we do.
For the students and for health, and I mean, you keep it that way because you got everybody, and everybody is just not into the red shoe box or the orange box, you know. So you have to be, and it helps us because that brings us together. We have to collaborate and think of which way we're gonna go, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, this is just something that we did to encourage. It's not done yet, and there's other things that are happening out there. And as soon as the bond door opened up for good, we have surprised all our supporters, okay? Because, you know, that's the way we like to do things. We're very appreciative people. And when you show your appreciation, everybody likes to be appreciated. So we are brainstorming over here to see what we can do exciting and, you know, have some big surprises for
and
you
fun.
Out there. And fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really glad that we're talking about kindness. I did mention to our young adults out there and our persons that are marching and voicing, my change agents out there, I gave them some information to Google up Bacon's Rebellion. Because, see, we're starting back, and the things that they're going on is what they're seeing now. And once they read that, they'll understand how this all came about, what it's about. And in order to things will change. And like, you know, you have to protest. But the best way to change it is to learn about take you a political science class, take you government classes while you're in school so you can understand and learn the process. And also, everyone, whatever color you are, orange, black, green, yellow, take black history, not just regular history. You want to take some black history classes, and you want to take those classes under phenomenal professors that really know what they're talking about, and you would be in for a rude awakening. So my history directives to them today is to just pull up that Bacon's Rebellion and kind of like read through it, and they'll get a better understanding of where it all started, how it came about, who was here and who was not here. They'll understand about this supremacy and why it is like it is, and it will be very helpful when you're up there voicing your opinion, because then you got some facts to talk about, okay? You're just not up saying blah, blah, blah. You got some factual information, and you can list it down. And once you get that information and you know what you know, then you put it out there. It makes it a little bit easier for everybody, really, because then you can start educating one another. You know, when you can talk the same language and nobody can throw you. See, when I came in class, I knew about Columbus, but I know Columbus didn't love America, okay? That's what they wanted me to think. But because of my family background and who my people were, I mean, the Rebel Risers, Freedom Riders, and everything else, they had to let me know from which I came from. So I got those stories at an early age, and what works for me, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing at times to somebody, but when you know who you are and from which you came from, there can be no places that you cannot go.
Well, knowledge is power. Knowledge is definitely power.
Yeah,
knowledge
power.
Is power.
So
education
I
makes,
want them
makes your
to
brain,
read that.
You know,
yes.
It's full. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, they need to
you
read
know,
it because it's going to give you some information.
You learn it every, you know. Yeah, we better inform each other of each
we
other.
We have to.
So then
and,
we can
and,
understand
and,
you know, make it a much better place for everybody.
Well, you don't want to be in
you know,
a situation,
understand.
Right, where somebody knows more about you than you know about yourself. See, when you know who you are, you can raise some cane out there. And that's usually, you know, how I make friends or make enemies or whatever, because I know from which I came and who I came from. So don't try to twist it. Okay, I've had to go and learn a better way to explain it, and that's why I went and got some of those acclimates behind me so I could get two more minutes to talk when I give those presentations or those pitches. You know, they give you 10, but if you got an acclimate behind you, they give you two more. So I just needed to have that two more minutes there and get those acclimates back there. But this came from the baby crib. You just learn more and more about it. So, again, to the listeners, A.G., we're going to come back Friday, and I know you're going to find out a lot between Monday and Friday. So we're going to have some more fun on Friday. You'll be joining us on Friday. We'll talk about it. I'll have some good news. I need to speak with you privately to see how I should present this or what your take on this is, because you're pretty good about, you know, being that, how can I say, we all got opinions, but it's always best to get others' opinions too. And then that way when everybody's kept on the same page, you know, because we all got eyebrows, but we can't see them, but we know we got them. So I need to speak with you and find out the best way to put this good news out here, because it's exciting, and it's just another notch in the toolkit that we'll have to work with, that we'll be able to bring in more inclusiveness. Okay.
I just got one more thing to say, Linda.
Okay.
Just one last thing I want to wrap up my feelings about today. And everyone, don't be so quick to judge another.
Okay.
No matter their color, no matter where they come from, no matter when you cut us, we all bleed red. We all need blood in our veins to live. We all need a heart that got a thump. So just respect yourself, respect others, be mindful, care first, reach out a hand of help, reach out from a place of heart of kindness, which is what we came from. We were developed to love one another. This earth was made for us to inhabit and be happy and fruitful and plentiful for all of us. There's no place for greed. There's no place for hate. There's no place nor time for negativity, because this pandemic that's out here, days are numbered. We don't even know. I will pray and hope that I will be here Friday to talk to you. But if I'm not, and today is the last day I get to speak to you, please, if nothing else, you listen to that I'm sharing with you all tonight. Love. Teach someone who needs help learning how to love. If they have too much darkness, help them find their light. If they go kicking and screaming, just help them. They'll calm down once they see that light. But when they are blind and they cannot see,
that's true.
And you can do all that you can, and it's too much for you, walk away. But somebody else to help them. If you can't, if it's too strong for you to deal with,
send someone else
to help them find their light. Don't just leave them lingering in the dark.
That's true.
But on that note,
Angie,
I love
you. Pick this up Friday.
If that's the way the life says so.
I understand you. I love you. Thank you so much, and have a lovely evening. Listeners, Angie, we will be speaking with Stephanie Ann Miyoshi tomorrow. Stephanie will be talking about moving forward. Miyoshi is going to be talking about, you know what's up, Kelly. It's like her thing is playtime is over. So you have to tune into that, because you know how she's going to bring it. Love you all. Have a wonderful evening. Stay strong. Stay safe. Stay happy.